Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, there in the middle of Seoul, Korea, in a place called Itaewon, stood a 10-story building for everybody to see. And consuming the better part of that building was a portrait of none other than Joel Osteen. My goodness, I thought, as I drove along that road and looked up and saw this, I'm half a world away from St. Louis and from Houston, Texas, but here is a portrait of Joel Osteen, many, many stories tall. You talk about validating ministry. My goodness, I thought, and I really did, I thought, how are young preachers today going to feel about themselves when they have to compete and compare themselves to the likes of Rick Warren and Joel Osteen and T.D. Jakes, who are not only locally famous, regionally famous, but internationally well known? I would not want to be in your boots, young preachers. No. I'm at the twilight. I'm moving on the other side of the hill, along with Dr. Meyer and some other people. But you're the young guys, and you're looking out there at these celebrity preachers who hobnob with presidents and governors and chief executive officers of the corporate world. And you might ask, but who am I? It's tough these days to validate ministry when the celebrity role models are begging you to give us something. And they do. They provide validation not only in the size of their churches, but in their best-selling books, and even more intimately so, with their own families. Their spouses share the spotlight with them. Their children do, some who are celebrities in and of themselves. Wow. Talk about validation of prosperity. They live in wonderful homes. They have beautiful families. Everything is right with the world. That is validation as the world knows it. And that, young preachers, is the world into which you're going to be doing ministry. St. John the Baptist had his ministry validated, but not in such a dramatic way. The gospel records this validation of none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who comes to the River Jordan, and there St. John the Baptist cries out, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John was relieved. No doubt John celebrated this, for his ministry was validated in the work and person of Jesus Christ. This will be your ongoing battle. I can assure you it doesn't stop. The old evil foe will attack you. He will raise up and show you all these others who are doing things better than you are. The celebrities of the profession, the celebrity preachers. You can't compete. Their ministry is about giving. That's right, it's about giving. Giving an example in and of themselves. St. John the Baptizer pointed somewhere else. His ministry was not validated in and of his own fame, but in the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The temptation for you
is in your own pride and arrogance. To have parishioners look to you for hope, for forgiveness, for perfection and a righteousness of this world. That they can find on any given Sunday morning on television. And you will no doubt see it. And you will, heads will hit the pillows on Sunday night wondering, wow, what have I done wrong today that I'm not like one of these folks? Oh, it'll come. The temptations will come. That's not to say that there aren't big, huge, wonderful churches. There are in our own church with wonderful pastors who are leaders who point to the Savior. And that is your lot in life, young preachers, to point to the Savior. I want to share with you something that Kate Bowler wrote from Duke Divinity School, and I think it captures the essence of this. Our new pastors need to know that the church must not be confused with a fan base. Without question, ministry can seem like a reality show. The lives of pastors and their families are perpetually put on display for public consumption. Every aspect of their lives will be picked apart and analyzed. But however difficult, pastors must resist the temptation to use their image, their families, and their churches as the primary basis for either experiencing revelation or evaluating the gospel. We must be able to say with St. Paul, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. We don't want to seek the spotlight that should be reserved for the person and work of Jesus Christ. We follow a Savior who was, after all, often both broke and brokenhearted. And she concludes by saying, after all, the first and last time Jesus was put to vote, the people picked Barabbas. Your ministry will be validated in the one who takes away the sin of the world. Every time you baptize, every time you teach and preach the Word of God, every time you visit a shut-in, every time you talk to a lonely young man or woman and share with them the forgiving word of Jesus Christ and his atoning work for them, your ministry is validated in him and his finished work. So this is my prayer for you, young pastors to be in waiting, that he who is the one who takes away the sin of the world will feed and nurture you with that same message. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.